Hello everyone, welcome to the February 8th, 2015 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. So, let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for February 8th to February 15th and beyond? On Wednesday, February 11th, Mercury ends its retrograde period and returns to normal forward motion in the zodiac. The significations of Mercury, such as communications and rational thinking, data and information, business transactions, study and learning, will likewise return to normal. But the effects of Mercury retrograde can linger for another week, because it takes a week or so for Mercury to get back up to speed, that is, to return to its normal forward speed amongst the stars. So, best to still be on your guard for delays in communications, misunderstandings, and so forth. Due to taking a while to recover from its retrograde period, Mercury won't get out of Capricorn until March 8th. Capricorn is the sign of achieving practical goals. Mercury, in this sign, is good for rational, pragmatic thinking. But, since Capricorn is sort of conventional, this is not a combination for radical ideas. Thus, for the next 4 weeks, there will, hopefully, be a more practical, rational approach towards dealing with the world's problems. On Thursday, February 12th, Mars changes signs, leaving Aquarius and entering Pisces. Mars has been in Aquarius since January 4th. The planet of action will now enter the sign of hope and compassion for the next 6 weeks until March 23rd. And this sounds like a good thing, except that Mars is not going to be in Pisces by itself. Mars is going to team up with Ketu and Uranus. Ketu plus Uranus is already a problematic combination, an energy pattern that has been bringing all sorts of havoc in the world over the past several months, from rebellions to epidemics. Now, the planet of combat, war, and violence joins with Uranus and Ketu. Each of these planets is fiery, fast-acting, and potentially destructive. The combination of all three together is highly incendiary, even explosive. Especially Mars and Uranus together have a reputation for creating disruption, rebellions, accidents, and freak events in general. Mars will be in Pisces together with Ketu and Uranus until March 23rd. Next week, I'll go through the zodiac and analyze the potential effects for each rising sign. And then on Sunday, February 15th, Venus changes signs, leaving Aquarius and entering Pisces, following up behind Mars and once again joining with Mars. Pisces is Venus's sign of exaltation, meaning the best qualities of Venus come out, such as romance, compassion, devotion, qualities which are well suited to a sign known for the exchange of feelings, kindness, faith, romance. But while in Pisces, Venus has to contend with three natural malefics, planets capable of doing harm: Mars, Ketu, and Uranus. Venus, a comparatively mild planet, comes out on the short end of the stick in this planetary pattern. Therefore, Venus significations will suffer while it is transiting through Pisces. Venus will be in Pisces for 3.5 weeks until March 12th. So, by the end of this week, there will be a train wreck of planets in Pisces. In other words, a whole lot of energy concentrated in one sign, which creates an imbalance in the zodiac with major implications for events on Earth and events in our personal lives. Next week, I'll go through the signs and talk about some of what can be expected in each case. Thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.